You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
This is ESPN Radio's Bart and Hahn Podcast.
It is Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us in the Goodyear Hotline. Man, do we have a show for you today. Hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Be part of the conversation. Also, at Bart and Hahn. Bart, you upset a lot of people in Oklahoma City yesterday.
I did.
Oh, my God. They got upset. They got all triggered.
About what?
About you, first of all, going Kid Gilchrist when you meant Gilgeous Alexander.
Yeah.
And then butchering his name as well.
Man, that name, that name is too damn long.
I was going through
and
Twitter.
And he's in a small market, and I can't really understand how to spell his name.
You just doubled down.
I call him
a small market now. You just doubled down.
Listen, he calls himself. Can I call him what he calls himself?
What is it?
Steve Nash.
Okay.
That's what he says. So I'm going to call him Blash.
All I know is that
That's more simpler.
I was just this morning, like, you know, going through Twitter, like, oh, let's see what everybody's saying about the show. And then it was, oh, my God.
Do I need them to pronounce my name? Bartholomew Edward Zepediah Scott?
Zepediah?
No, that's my dad's name. Capers. Zepedy. Zepedy doo da.
I just needed you to know. And I also need people to know also that Bart, when he doesn't know a name, he'll just make up one.
Yes.
Or something close to it.
Yes.
And then I have to play that game of guess the name Bart is trying to reference, and it's always a lot of fun.
So how you say it again?
Shay Gilgeous.
Like Shay Shay? Like Club Shay Shay?
Yes. Okay. Gilgeous Alexander.
Blash.
Or Blash.
Yeah.
From now on, you'll just call him Blash.
That's what he calls himself, Black Nash, or he calls himself Black Nash. I'm calling him Black Nash.
All right. Well, what would you call Aaron Rodgers after 2 weeks into the NFL season?
Steven Seagal.
Man, the look is interesting.
First blood.
But he came back and showed you in the second half against Detroit that Aaron Rodgers is still Aaron Rodgers. And let's make this straight talk, Bart, by Straight Talk Wireless. So he goes on with Pat McAfee again, as he does. That's his way.
Is Pat McAfee his what straight hand little minion?
Little minion.
I mean, you know his little dude he put on. And Fox.
Where are you going with this?
Michael Strahan's Fox. I'm saying that A-Aaron is really
I'm not answering you. When you say minion, I'm not saying Jay Glazer is minion. Because if I went, Jay Glazer, then it's like, so you knew?
No, listen,
Jay Glazer's not anyone's minion,
Jay Glazer's my boy. Yeah, he is. Come on, man. Like, we all got boys that we put on, man. LeBrick put a bunch of guys on. Strahan put him on.
When are you putting
me on? He's just a local guy. I'm working on it, man. I got a lot of work to do. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, either way, Aaron Rodgers goes on with McAfee. And remember at the podium on Monday night when he said, it's nice to be in this room, nice to be able to be here after a performance like that, sort of, you know, quiet all the doubters. And I just kept thinking to myself, doubters? Like, what doubters? Who doubted you? It was more of just the drama of the offseason and whether or not you were going to stay or leave. But there were some people like JerMichael Finley who decided to call him out and say he doesn't think he's focused or ready, not put in the work, all that stuff. And that certainly got everybody's attention. However, Aaron Rodgers decided he was going to continue with the flamethrower towards, I guess, the media.
It's absolute horseshit to give a platform to people who have no idea what they're talking about as far as my mental state and, you know, my focus, my work habits. People that have not been around me, they're not in my life, I don't have communication with them, or not in the locker room. I mean, that's just chicken. I think all these people who are on these shows now believe they're celebrities, and then believe that they have this platform to use it to say whatever the hell they want. And that's how they garner the attention. That's how they get promotions. That's how they get to be on multiple networks. That's how they, you know, get their name out there and get a blue check mark and get to go to the Met Ball.
Wait. Let's put all that together. The Met Ball, Blue Check, and multiple networks.
Who goes to the...
Who's he talking about here?
Talking about Strahan?
No, he can't be talking about Strahan.
Well, because he is a celebrity.
Yeah, but I don't remember Michael Strahan saying
anything. He's talking about JerMichael?
Negative.
He's talking about... JerMichael ain't got no...
Well,
he
the first
went to
part
Met
of
Gala.
That sounded like
I want to know that Met Gala.
Yeah, the first part of that did sound like
he
was talking about Finley. But the second part of it, when he talks about platform on these shows... You know, becoming celebrities. Who's he talking about? Like, I mean, we covered this all summer. I know I wasn't with you. I was with the morning show. I was with Key. I was with Jay. I don't remember either one of those guys.
He's coming at you?
No.
Oh, I'm about to say.
The one thing we did say was he was being a diva. Let's be honest. I mean, diva tendencies there.
He's talking about somebody, but you didn't go to the Met Ball.
Definitely didn't go to the Met Ball.
Not this year.
I do have a blue check, but didn't go to the Met Ball. I'm not on multiple networks, although I guess maybe you could say I am. But I'm just trying to figure out, who is he trying to attack here? Because anyone at ESPN, can you remind me, anyone out there remind me, who at ESPN, let's just start there, and all of our NFL experts, whoever took him on, who challenged Aaron Rodgers, who tried to call him out for what he was doing this offseason? No, everybody took his side.
Yeah.
Everybody said it's Brian Gutekunst's fault. It's the way he handled everything. It's what happened with the Packers, on the Packers side of things, and what the Packers need to do to get this guy back in. And everybody said, this guy's the best quarterback in the league, talent-wise. The best. He's the MVP.
Yeah.
Like, do whatever it takes to get him back. And everybody else thought, well, he's not coming back. And the only guy who said he was who? A.J. Hawk. He was the one guy that said, I just don't see him leaving. In the end, he does come back.
Yeah, because
he plays.
To AJ Hawk.
He didn't have a good week one, and none of us said, Aaron Rodgers is done. Oh, he's off the – nobody said any of that. What everybody said was, that didn't look like him. Didn't look good. Wonder how he responds in week two.
Yeah, then he threw the coach under the bus. And guess what? They saw cover two when they got those two high safeties. What do? They called plays that beat cover two. They ran the ball with Aaron Jones. They threw the ball at the seams, isolating the safety, understanding that the safeties are split. You can go up the rail because he's by himself on the banana route. And, you know, they took advantage of it. So, I mean, maybe what he said was heard, and maybe they had a meeting about, hey, this is how teams are playing us. This is what we want to do. This is how I want to do it.
But who's he? I just need to know, who is he talking about?
You know
about?
How great players are, man. Listen, Michael Jordan got to his acceptance speech, is going to the Hall of Fame as the greatest athlete, arguably, in the history of sports. And he's going at reporters. Like, that's what those guys do. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't know because I wasn't a great athlete. I wasn't the greatest of all time. But those guys always create enemies. And he's creating enemies. But this is self-inflicted, right? Because he's the one who took us on this drama show. I don't know. It's a beautiful mystery. We had to cover it. It would have been negligent as us, as a media company, or anybody to not cover that if he was the biggest story in sports. Like, listen.
It was a huge story, and he knew it was a big story. And the fact that, you know, we were talking about it actually worked in his favor. Because the Packers, I mean, it was embarrassing to them. It was.
Yeah, so.
It was embarrassing to them that the MVP of the league said, I don't want to play for you anymore. I want out.
With that being said.
I don't get this,
With that being said, I still don't think this team is going anywhere.
Why is that?
Because, listen, I think that the rest of the NFC has caught up, right? Their window is open and closed. Their defense is not championship ready. They're going to cost them games. And when they go against teams like this week, San Francisco, even though they can make it close, eventually, you remember how you saw the Ravens, right, and how Kansas City was moving the ball up and down the field, and the Ravens just pound them. And then when you get to the fourth quarter, they just had nothing left. They had no resistance left because they were tired. Guys had their hands on their hips. Like San Francisco, if they do it the right way, always bludgeon the Packers. And that's a bad recipe for them because I believe that the Packers will win the division. The problem is they're going to host what? The wild card. Because probably Tampa's going to have a better record. Maybe the Rams have a better record. Two teams going to have a better record. So they're not going to get –
an NFC West team then
in
the wild card game.
And guess who they're going to get? I don't think they can beat the Cardinals. I don't think they can beat the physicality of Russell when he cooks.
Remember what time of year this will be at Lambeau.
Yeah, that don't mean nothing.
No?
Man. Nobody cares.
You don't think the way the Cardinals play
would
work against them?
No, let me tell you something.
At Lambeau and frozen?
Nope. You want to know why?
Why?
Because they were dumb enough to put coils in the ground. So they put coils in the ground, so it don't matter. It can be cold.
Warm the air. It just makes the field so you don't have frost on the field.
No, it can be cold as hell. Let me tell you something. What people don't know, a little known secret that people don't really know about. Players out there are uncomfortable. The fans in the stands are the true champions. Those are the true tough guys. Right? Because guess what we got? When I go over there, sometimes, I burn my ass on the seat because they got fighter jets sitting up there through the metal, blowing through there. And guess what? I get to put my little feet, my cleats inside. Guess what? It's so warm. I got like the little hot packs inside, the survivor packs I put in my soles. They're so hot. I'm hot. I think I burnt myself. Right? And then guess what? This is how guys try to really act tough. Like when they come out there, he doesn't have any skin. He doesn't have any sleeves on. Guess what he has on? They have this like special like little turtleneck that has like this special quilted stuff on the inside, I'd be out there sweating like, woo, I put too much stuff on. I'm hot. I feel like I'm in a sauna. Please, please.
You put on Icy Hot so that it like it warms your skin?
But yeah, it's called Warm Skin.
Warm Skin?
It's a cream. And you put it on, and then you put that on, you'd be out there sweating. So like, that ain't going to mean nothing.
You're giving away secrets. Yeah. There's offensive linemen that are right now yelling at the
team. I used to be a tough guy.
Yelling at the radio, yelling at ESPN Plus, saying, don't give away our secrets. I'm wearing short sleeves.
And then they got the ski hoodie. They got the ski hoodie underneath, and then they got the hot pack and the thing. Like, we're the hottest people out there. Like, that's including the people in the booth.
Yeah, you remember when the Giants played there a couple of years ago, the last time the Giants made the playoffs?
Yeah.
And Odell and all them were shirtless pregame?
Yeah.
And we were all like,
they had warm skin on. Woo! This chemical burning me up.
All right, so the Packers and Niners, what a great Sunday night game that's going to be.
It gets juicy.
But I'm telling you, the schedule just keeps getting more and more interesting. But how about this news out of South Beach? Tua Tagovailoa now, he is out, as we expected, but he's out against Vegas. Fractured ribs.
That's more than a week. That's uncomfortable. Like, people don't.
You think it's more than just Sunday? Yeah. You think it's going to go beyond Sunday?
Because it's not about the ribs. It's the cartilage. It's the cartilage run, man. Let me tell you something. I had a bruised one, not a fractured one, and that thing hurt for like 4 or 5 weeks. Like, when you do that and he's throwing, talking about pain tolerance, every time you breathe, every time you move, that hurts. Listen, that's why Tyrod had to get a shot. I bet not you better not use his doctor. But for him to get back, for you to get back, man, you're gonna have to.
This is big for Tua, man. It's big for Tua. Obviously, it's big for Miami. You wonder if like this is gonna linger.
Jacoby,
you're not going with Jacoby Brissett full time. I mean, if you like that Dolphins team, as bad as they looked last week against the Bills, you like that team.
Yeah, because the Bills
in this division as well. Yeah. That there's some choices, there's some decisions that need to be made. And, of course, Deshaun Watson continues to sit out with the Texans, but it doesn't mean that they are not listening to trade offers.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see what happens
there.
By the
time you get to the trade deadline, baby.
All right, that's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. All right, let's turn to one of our good friends who joins us each week, Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter, who joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Kimberly, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. What's going on, guys?
Well,
what's the A stand for, first of all? Ashley?
You don't got to worry about all that. Like I told you, you don't got to worry about all that.
Okay, That was a very personal question.
Well, hopefully, I can gauge our progress if one day I learn what the A is. You tell me. That's why I know I'm
maybe
in the circle of trust.
Day.
That's
one
how I know
day.
I'm in the circle
we'll
of trust.
The A
stands for the grade, man. The A is the grade.
There we go.
All right, that's what it is, of course.
Hey!
Co-host of First Take, Her Take, joining us right now as well. You heard, obviously, by now, of course you have. You've been working all morning. Aaron Rodgers' comments with Pat McAfee. Other than JerMichael Finley, I can't think of who else is he talking about here, because do you remember anybody that was putting a lot of negative coverage on his him wanting to be divorced from the Packers? I thought it was Brian Gutekunst that took all the hits, not Aaron Rodgers, but he sounds like he's still bitter about the way things were covered.
No. Here's the thing. Last week, I was here in studio when JerMichael Finley did his little interview, and we talked about it on SportsCenter. We talked about it on Get Up. We talked about, this is interesting, like, a former teammate is saying all these things about Aaron Rodgers' work ethic. Now, me personally, I kind of felt like JerMichael Finley, it just seemed like way out of left field, like, whoa, where did you come from with this sort of salty intel, right? But I have no problem with Aaron calling out him if he wants to call out other people in the media. Because here's the thing. After week one, everybody's ready to put Jameson Canton and then declare Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Are they toast? Like, what happened this whole offseason? Completely messed with him. He's walking around with his hair all long and his beard all scruffy and he just looks unkempt. People were focusing on that after 1 week. And then for them to come out week two, Aaron, listen, this is his airing of grievances tour. He's on his Festivus flow. So I don't mind it. I am all about, listen, I cover Bart. So Bart knows, like, I love players of personality. I want them to keep it 100. Mm-hmm. If somebody, when I was in the Jets locker room, if somebody had a problem with me, I expect you to tell me. And Aaron is calling out everybody, and I'm not surprised at all. I like Petty Aaron. I think Petty Aaron is fun. I think it's fun for the game, and it gives us something to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Petty Aaron has opened up Pandora's box because guess what? When they get that ass kicked against San Francisco, all those critics are going to be right back. Because let's face it, they went. It was homecoming last week, right? That's like get your Pro Bowl stats up. Aaron Jones just put himself in a Pro Bowl based on one game. You know what I mean? So like all that comes back, and has he really started to fight that? It's going to take too much attention away from him the entire year because I believe the critics are going to come back when they lose games. And is he, should he just, like, let it go and stop getting on McAfee's show?
No, because I enjoy Unfiltered Aaron. So, no, he should not stop doing McAfee's show. But I hear your point, Bart, because if you talk and call out people as a rebuttal – now you've got to be beyond reproach. Like the same way you called out Gutekunst in the way the Packers handled things. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're going to call for Randall Cobb to come back and you're going to say, you know, I should have been listened to on personnel decisions or I wasn't treated fairly, then every week we need to see MVP type Rodgers. Not mm-hmm. that he has to throw four touchdowns or anything like that, but you at least want to see this team play to the level that we expect them to. That, like, and to me, NFC title game, it, like, that's the given to me. Like, that should be, like, if they don't reach that point, that'll feel like a disappointment. I'm not even saying they have to win the Super Bowl, but you just almost expect the Packers to get to the NFC title game. And I covered the Packers when they played San Francisco on Thanksgiving. I covered them when they got when San Francisco beat them in the title game. Like, this, I've seen the Packers not be able to knock off San Francisco in previous years. So this will be such an interesting matchup because I know everybody's high on the Rams, but I actually think the team in the NFC that has the best chance of knocking off the Bucs is either going to be the 49ers or the Packers.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fun game to watch, but I agree with you. When it comes to the Packers, your floor is getting back to the Final Four, get mm-hmm. back to that championship game. There's no doubt about it. And I agree with you, too. Petty Aaron is way better than uninfected ponytail coffee shop cover singer Aaron, right?
Like, ukulele.
Yeah, I way like Petty Aaron much more than that. Yeah, let's go into the AFC for a second here. As we're talking with Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL hey. Reporter. I'm going to say hey. It now over and over again just because you asked. Ben Roethlisberger, as we know, going into this season, the age, physical, all the things with him were going to be the concerns. But the Steelers are always the Steelers. Mike Tomlin always finds a way. And that defense with T.J. Watt looked really good. Now T.J. Watt out. And now Roethlisberger with the pec injury and the offensive line getting a lot of attention for all the wrong reasons. As offensive lines only get attention when it's usually for the wrong reasons. How big of a concern is that with the Steelers, especially this weekend, taking on a Bengals team, which I'll tell you what, that's also a very interesting game.
You know, this is why I was a little surprised that the Steelers didn't hit reset in the offseason at the quarterback position, because when you look at the rest of the division, forget the AFC and NFC as a whole, just in the AFC North, the other three teams that they're competing with have young guns. They have young guys that they believe in, franchise guys in their early 20s. And then you have the Steelers. Like, you know what I mean? Like that off the bat, you know that you're nearing the end of Ben's tenure. And if you're going to have an older QB, you got to help him out. You got it. Like, the offensive line has to be intact. The running game, he has to be able to rely on the running game. He's got to have at least some pass catches where he's not asked to throw downfield all the time. You got to have a stout defense. They've got a great defense. But when I talk to people in the league, you know, the kind of feedback I get is, man, I don't know what their offense is. You know, obviously they have Matt Canada now. This is a team where their defense has to be top five or else they're not going anywhere. And that to me was sort of the thing that troubled me if you're a Steelers fan this offseason, because we saw how things fizzled down the stretch because of O-line play, because of injuries. And now we're just talking about another Ben injury. Like, mm-hmm. that's not where you want to be. It's early, so that's good. It's early in the season. But as we get closer to November, December, January, like, these injuries are going to pile up, and that worries me.
Kim, the game of the week last week, I mean, you could have picked any one of them. But the game of the week that stood out to me was the Ravens versus the Chiefs, as Lamar Jackson finally exercised those ghosts and mm-hmm. those demons and were able
exercise
to get a win.
Exercise the demons.
Base. And really, you talk about the Ravens, identifying Ravens, as I always talk about DNA. Owe never had a sack in college last year. All he did was become, in the second week, defensive player of the week in the AFC. But you know, I want to focus on the Chiefs because they wore down at the end of that game with the physicality on that defensive side of the ball. I know they have Tyrann Mathieu, they have Chris Jones, but do they have enough to get them to the promised land, or does Patrick Mahomes have to play perfect and they can't have hiccups like an interception by Patrick and a turnover by Clyde Edwards-Helaire? What are the concern level with that defense in Kansas City?
All right, I'm going to say I think they have enough, but I also think Patrick Mahomes has to be Patrick Mahomes. He's got to be that magician, and here's why. Right now, I mentioned this on Get Up this morning, the stat that concerns me if I'm a Chiefs fan is the fact that teams are 8-8 in the red zone versus the Chiefs this season. Now, this is a Chiefs team that really should be 0-2. Because I was at that week one game and had Kevin Stefanski and the Browns not let that one get away, we're having a different conversation about the Chiefs being 0-2, right? That said, they have the best QB. So after two games, it's way too early to wonder, is this really a dynasty? Are the Chiefs, do they have enough? Yeah, they have enough because Patrick Mahomes, he can mask a lot of issues. And it just seems like, as concerned as I am about the defense, it seems like every year it feels like we're kind of talking about the defense. Like, I don't know, this offense is pretty legit, but this defense, like, when are they going to get it together? And then end of the season, they're able to figure it out. Now, this is a team that's been to the Super Bowl each of the past two seasons. That's kind of good. So, and we expect that this is a team that could get back there, very well could get back there. So it's a little too early to worry about the Chiefs. They got to clean some stuff up, but they got a stacked roster.
Yeah, I mean, and again, when you have Patrick Mahomes, you always have that chance, and that's what matters the most.
Hello,
Kimberly. Always great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Hey,
no problem, guys. Hey,
Kimberly. Hey, Martin. You can hear her also on First Take, Her Take, the podcast. A must listen. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17. Brought to you by Chase. Boy, Ben Simmons, we talked about this yesterday, Bart, has made it pretty clear. He does not want to return to Philly, has no intention to return there, wants out. However, it sounds like from things we've heard this morning, the Sixers, not ready to send him anywhere. In fact, still trying to keep the marriage together. We'll discuss after Bart has this word from DraftKings.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only going to get better at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. DraftKings is putting new customers in the center of the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Get in on the action now. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stand underneath the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Feel the NFL action like never before with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. And the best part is you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code BART. This week, new customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. All you have to do is enter promo code BART and get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with your first deposit. That's promo code BART only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. Back after this. I holla.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive, they save over $700 on average. Be part of the Dr. Pepper call-in line, by the way. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We do want to get you into the conversation. You want to get the calls rolling as well. And at Barton Hahn on Twitter and Instagram, if you're shy and don't want to hear your voice on the radio. Speaking of Twitter, Woj, we talked about this yesterday. Woj reported this yesterday, and this was a bit of a bombshell. A bit of a bombshell only because we kind of felt like it was going in this direction. This has been the story the whole offseason. But now that we are getting a week before training camps begin, in fact, some teams are already starting to collect, the players starting to come together. Here's a story that now is going to go to the forefront. This story now, no, none of this Damian Lillard stuff. I mean, that we, you know, Dame Lillard's not going anywhere, by the way, everybody. He's not leaving Portland. As much as me, of course, as a Knicks fan, would love to see him in New York, it's not happening.
You got Kimba.
He's look, they'll be fine, but we're not here to talk about that right now. We're here to talk about the Sixers and what's going on with them. And Woj said that Ben Simmons, according to sources, Ben Simmons will not report for training camp. Said he intends to never play. These are very, like, these are very severe words. Will not report. Never play another game for the franchise. They had a meeting late August, and he said he hasn't spoken to the team since when he communicated that message to them. And so where does this leave the Sixers? Because certainly this is not the way you want to begin camp. For a team that does have championship aspirations, that was disappointed when they were eliminated again last year. And part of the reason was, of course, because Ben Simmons did not play well. Doc Rivers was on the morning show, KJM. And he talked about it. They asked him directly about it, and he discussed Ben Simmons wanting out in Philly.
Well, I hope we can change that thought, Jay. Like, that's part of our job. You know, the greatest thing in sports is, you know, it's fair. You fail at times, and then you get back on the horse and try. You would be amazed if I told you how many times through a summer when you don't win, which is 29 teams, how often you have to go through something similar to this. Because losing's hard. People internalize it. And you have to deal with it. And so we're going to deal with this.
Now, Bart, it's interesting because at the very beginning you heard him say, I'm going to try to change his mind.
Yeah.
And they this is the same guy. This is Doc, who I'm a huge fan of Doc, who said, if you remember, after the playoffs were over, can Ben Simmons win you a championship as a point guard? And he said, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have that answer. I don't know. So between that and obviously Joel Embiid, not naming him by name, but suggesting, like, you know, that play where Ben had a dunk and you could just see he was completely mentally checked out. He just did not have his confidence and decided to pass the ball, and what a turning point that was.
Right.
So there's a lot of that going on, a lot of negative energy towards what was happening with Ben Simmons. And so the word was that just he didn't want to come back, and it just is now escalated to something where he is making it official. I am not going to Philly. Now, and Doc, it's interesting, though. For Doc to say this, I'm going to try to change his mind. It almost suggests that they have zero intention in wanting to move him. So then the question that the guys asked him, again, Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, is that, well, then how do you get him to change his mind? How do you get him back in the fold?
The first thing, there's one thing we have to improve, obviously, is the free throw line. And that entails the work that we have to put in. We hired a shooting coach. So we have plans to do that. Because I think if he improves in just that one area, all the other stuff will follow. But because he can get to the basket, he'll be a better finisher because he won't try to avoid fouls.
Wow. That says a lot, too, because you, again, talking about mentally checked out. Like, he really was psyched out when it comes to the free throw line.
He got the yips.
Maybe.
But the thing is,
he never was a great free throw shooter.
But the thing is, like, I mean, neither was Karl Malone, but he changed that later in his career, right? Karl Malone was horrible from the free throw line. And later in his career, he became like a respectable 70% shooter. But what I'm saying is, how do we know what Ben's been doing in the offseason? You know what I'm saying?
Just go to Instagram.
I mean, I see two.
He tells you.
He shows you 10 shots a game, like 10 shots in the offseason when he hits a three. We don't know how many takes that took for him to hit all 10. But, like, he doesn't even attempt them. Like, at least, like, guys like Draymond Green, Russell Westbrook, they're not afraid to take them. Like, he has no confidence. And I don't know how you instill confidence in somebody if they're not willing to even try. For me, when I listen to Doc's words, it tells me that they don't have any options, right? Because you make it work because you have to work. You want to get them there because you got to get them there.
Wait.
And if the options change, they don't want them.
Well, here's why. Because when Simmons does this, and this is put out there, right? Woj has the reporting, and when Woj puts this out there, everybody sees it. And what does that do to his market value now? This is an all-star.
Yeah.
On a max deal. 4 years are still left in his contract, by the way. I mean, think about that. Just that part alone.
Yeah.
Again, here we are in the NBA with a guy who still has 4 years or multiple years left on his deal, who's basically saying, I don't want to play here. Get me out of here. I mean, it's almost an annual thing. Who's it going to be this year?
Yeah.
Well, this year it's Ben Simmons. He wants out. They don't have to trade him.
Right.
But he's not happy. And you, with a team that obviously has high expectations this season, you don't want this hovering over your team because you know it's going to affect everybody, right? So it's already hurting his trade value by him demanding the trade. Well, I don't have to give you a lot because he doesn't want to be there.
Exactly.
He's not going to show up. You're desperate. You need to make a move so I can sit back and offer you less than his real market value.
Yeah.
The other thing is, he's their point guard. You take him away, they're not a good team. You'd have to get a starting quality point guard back for him. Who is that? Who? Who are you getting? CJ McCollum's on a point guard.
Right.
CJ McCollum is in the rumor that Portland would probably love to make this trade. They want to keep Damian Lillard happy.
Mm-hmm.
So you make a trade, you send McCollum back. McCollum's from this area anyway. You bring him back this way, and you put him on that team. But CJ's not a point guard.
Right.
Embiid can't play with a guy like CJ, who really is more of a scorer. He's a scoring guard.
And all the old guys are gone. You know, the Rondos or the world guys.
Well, you don't have all that.
Patch fits, you know, people that could be a point guard.
No.
You can't depend on somebody like that.
Not like that. Not like that. Not at this point. So all they can do right now is say they're going to do whatever they can, that they're going to try to make it work. But deep down, you know, they're trying to make it work for them, meaning I need somebody of value. I need to get myself a starting quality point guard. You mentioned Shai Gilgeous-Alexander yesterday.
Like Nash.
And as much as, I mean, the Sixers would love that. Oklahoma City doesn't want that contract, and they certainly don't want to move on from a young player like Shai.
But they ain't paying nobody. It's not like Ben Simmons ain't young, too. Like, they got a million drafts. How many? What, they got 72 first-round draft picks?
They bought out Kemba, so they've got money on their cap already. The point, like I said, the point is that you are on the right track as far as what Sixers would want. That's not something that the Thunder would want, but that's what the Sixers would want. Problem is, in the NBA, it's just like, when you have a point guard, it's like a quarterback. You're not giving up a quarterback for free.
Yeah.
I mean, a point guard for free either.
Well, Ben's a point guard.
Yeah, he is. That's exactly his position, because he's not a guy that can play off the ball because he's not a great shooter. So what they do from here now is going to be interesting, but how much of it impacts the Sixers this season depends on how long he stays on the roster. Can they make it work? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he is gone. But Doc was doing the right thing by making sure that he made it clear to the rest of the league, like, oh, no, we're going to try to make it work, even though the rest of the league's like, nah.
Not
eventually,
yet.
He's got to get moved. So where he goes, what a story that is going to be as we're a week away from training camp. All right, my family's protected. Is yours? September, by the way, is Life Insurance Awareness Month, and there's no better time to check this big item off your to-do list. So use SelectQuote. SelectQuote has been helping families for over 35 years. Quotes take only minutes and are totally free. Go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. So as we're talking about Ben Simmons, there is one team in the division, not even in the East, that would make a really interesting trade partner.
Division?
In the division. It would make a really interesting trade partner. It would really change things, and it might work for both teams. Hmm. The problem is, a superstar will not let it happen. Wait till you hear this next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet. Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're gonna love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Bart and Han.
Let's go with the 76ers probably trying to make moves. Maybe would be willing to make moves if only maybe there was one superstar that would let it happen. You might think that superstar is Joel Embiid, but if you listen to Stephen A. Smith, there's a really compelling trade scenario that was out there, or that is out there, or could be out there, that was blocked, according to Stephen A. from First Take.
Kyrie could have ended up in Philly. Sean Marks couldn't do that because KD wasn't having it. KD wasn't having it. KD, like, Kyrie Irving ain't going no damn place. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something right now. Philadelphia might have said no, but I assure you, if it were not for Kevin Durant, the Brooklyn Nets would be interested in making that deal. Because let's call it what it is. Kendrick Perkins, I'll say it right here on national television. If Ben Simmons was in Brooklyn with KD and James Harden, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. They winning the chip. I still think they're winning the chip anyway. But they damn sure win the chip. Even without Kyrie, if you got James Harden, KD, and Ben Simmons, because you got somebody that would is an elite defender. But they're going to win with Kyrie, too, because we know Kyrie's all world. But Brooklyn would do that if KD would let him. KD ain't having that.
But it's so, this is interesting for on a number of levels. Why it's interesting is because he's not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If you made that move, first of all, if you're the Sixers,
it'd be super long. That'd be maybe the longest teams.
Yeah, but let's just look at it this way. If you're the Sixers, the deal makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Embiid needs a point guard who can pick and roll and work that, and that would certainly work. Those two would work. But Ben Simmons, with his defensive acumen, with his ability to cover multiple positions, he is a playmaker, he is a good passer, he can run, he can push, right? All those things that he would deliver. And the Nets are just a team full of scorers and shooters. Like, they don't need Ben Simmons to be that.
Right.
So you take a little pressure off Harden, although you can say, well, Harden can also play point at times. And he can. He's proven that.
And let him play power forward.
I'm telling you, like, it's so compelling. But to hear Stephen A. say this, I can tell you also, and not that I have to ever endorse what Stephen A. is saying, but I can say, yeah, Kevin Durant does not want any scenario that doesn't include Kyrie Irving.
Right.
His whole reason of coming to Brooklyn was because of Kyrie Irving. That's how that went down. Kyrie is the reason why Kevin Durant is in Brooklyn. That's it. There's no other. That's the reason why.
Right.
He was coming to New York, and he chose Brooklyn because Kyrie was going to Brooklyn. End of story. So he, of course, wouldn't want that to happen. So Sean Marks is like, well, I can't because Kevin's not going to really – Kevin won't be happy, and the last thing you do is make him unhappy in your organization. But, boy, they'd be a much different-looking team. Kyrie is a great point guard, yes. But is he always available? Ben Simmons is.
Yeah.
And, man, that would be a real interesting addition. But not going to happen. But I thought what Stephen A. put that out there, man, that caught my attention. Like, wow.
But also what Stephen A. said and what's also true is that, you know, the Nets probably win regardless. So it's like, it's not like Ben's a missing piece. They were like, oh, man, we get this. Listen, let me go talk to Kevin. Kevin, this is a piece we need.
But if I asked you, Bart, if you had to put money down on which player will be more available to his team, who's the player that you would say? Would it be Kyrie or Ben?
It's Ben, of course. Like, he's a younger player. He's a more durable player. He's the bigger player. He can handle the rigors of the NBA. But the thing is,
to play back to backs.
Yeah, but the thing is, and, you know, Kyrie's like a space cadet sometimes. But the thing is, if you send Kyrie to Philadelphia,
makes them better.
But you might lose to them, right?
Because they're not better.
So why would I help them to be able to maybe beat me? Because they have nobody that can answer Joel Embiid, and now you put him there. So I mean, no,
right?
Because that might mean they beat me, and Kyrie might not take days off because he might be pissed enough to come back and torch us.
That's the beauty of Stephen A. though, because it's something that he puts out that he knows it's not going to happen. But boy, listen to this, and it just makes you go, think, damn, like, yeah, that would be an interesting scenario on many levels. The drama of it would be great. But, yeah, no, wouldn't happen. But still, what deal would work best? Where does Ben Simmons fit? Like, let's start there. Where would he fit the best is the best question. Because the Sixers are going to need a point guard back. So you have to also include that in your thinking. But that's what we want to know. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get some calls rolling here in the next hour. Also, an 0-2 team in the NFL that has the best chance to make the playoffs. We'll tell you who coming up next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.